Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm with Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton one last time, as we've been doing this month with every mayor. But this time we're on location, as we were the other. This time we're at the Mill in the Trades District. This is Southern Indiana's largest co-working space. It's a startup economic ecosystem. Construction just outside right here for a new tech center. How much has this building in this area helped the Bloomington community?
Well, Joe, it's good to be with you again one more time. It's been a great run with sharing ideas and information questions with you. Yes, we're in the heart of the Trades District, and this is really part of Bloomington's trajectory. You know, I mean, one thing a mayor tries to do, I think, is improve the trajectory of the city. There's a lot of things we do day by day, but what are things we can do to improve the trajectory? And this effort with jobs, with new economy, has really been key for Bloomington. And the Mill, fastest growing co-work space in the state. We've got several buildings around us happening. The energy is palpable here as the economy in Bloomington shifts into the 21st century. We're really proud of the collaboration that the city's had with the folks here.
And I know there's been talk of a boutique hotel maybe going in here. So this is not just business oriented. This is to jumpstart an area of town that right now is just grass. Right?
Well, right. It's been a tech park for a long time. We've actually had a number of buildings. The first one was actually low income housing, Beeline Heights, which opened up to help more people live in this area. Then the Mill opened, and now we've got next door the Kiln, which is getting remodeled, and the administration building has been remodeled and is on the market, and is the big Economic Development Administration, federally supported building, is under construction across the way. And as you mentioned, another facility with potentially a hotel looking at it. But it really is part of the bigger ecosystem of Bloomington jobs, where, you know, things like Catalan, which came to town a few years ago and has added to a couple thousand jobs, and the Baxter, which has also been invested, more than billions of dollars invested in Baxter. So it's really transforming Bloomington's economy. I mean, I remind people we made the first color television in America, and we made the last color television in America, and we have to keep evolving, and that's part of what the story is here.
Okay, let's get into a couple current events, and then we'll kind of wrap up your 8 years.
Yes, indeed.
On not only, of course, as mayor, but just on this show. And, you know, we really appreciate all that you've done and being on the show. We know not every mayor has to do this show, but we do appreciate your time on this show.
Joe, I hope you won't cut this, but I do want you to know what you do is really important. Democracy is people power. That's what it means. And people need to understand what's going on, know that they can ask questions and get in. And you help so much every week to get the word out. It's really important. I thank you for doing it, and I hope you'll keep doing it, and the successors in this seat will too.
Okay, well, me too. let's go with the current transition, how that process is going. A month ago, you said it was going well. We did see and reported on the letter that Mayor-elect Kerry Thompson wrote asking you please not to make strategic decisions. Contracts, how's it going? What's the communication like been since then?
It's very good. We're meeting regularly. My deputy mayor meets weekly, regularly with them, and then I know there are meetings going on between the controller, the new controller to be, and the current controller, and the lawyers, and the different folks. So that's happening. I've met with Kerry at some length and continue to work with her. Now, we have to continue to do our work, and she'll have the torch passed to her on the 1st. And it's going very well. Boards and appointments, she'll have a bunch of appointments to boards and commissions too very shortly.
Why did that letter come out from Mayor-elect?
I have to say I'm not really sure, Joe. We were talking a lot. I was surprised by the letter. I tried to call Kerry. I've been trying to meet with her for a couple of months. And so we finally got the meeting going, and I'm glad. And the letter was a little bit of a surprise, but we've been working closely with her team.
So the issue seems to be what we're talking a lot about right now, the relocation of the police and fire headquarters to Showers Hall building, which is just
south
the
of
building
us.
Next door to us. Is that getting the kind of attention it needs to move forward?
Well, that building, that project, which is to bring the police headquarters and the fire administration together in a public safety headquarters and then put it with City Hall, has been important to me, and it was important to City Council. Now, there were definitely people who didn't agree with that, And there's been some issues still of concern about that. I do hope it happens. It'll certainly be up to the next administration to implement that. But the bonds have been sold, the building has been bought, the contracts are ready to sign to rehab the building. We got good bids about a week ago. So everything is teed up to go, and I'm very hopeful that it will. I think it's very important for the city, for the public safety services, and for the future of city government generally.
So part of that is your proposal in selling the current police station, but we've reported on the relatives of the original owner of the land are speaking out against it, saying it would breach a deed because it was donated to the city at some point. So why is this all coming out right now?
Well, first, they've been really, really wonderful supporters of the city. Many of those families are names that people would recognize, Waldron and Hill and Buskirk and such, Chumley. And their ancestors who gave land and lots of support through the city. We deeply appreciate that. Now, the actual Third Street Park, now Waldron Hill Buskirk Park, has been that park for more than 60 years. It hasn't changed, and we're not changing it. I do wish I had talked to folks a year earlier. We didn't have all the detailed information that made it out that should have, but we continue to be confident that the sale of that police headquarters is legal and is appropriate. We're using the proceeds of that to buy another public building, and we're not changing the park one square inch. But I think conversations will move that forward in the months ahead, and the next administration will take that on. And again, as the police move, which I hope they do, that building will empty, and it makes no sense to keep it empty, and we think it can be reused and should be reused for better purposes.
So last time we talked about the convention center interlocal, said it was good, ready to go, there was collaboration on it, and then it got to county council and the county commissioners, and both kind of put a halt to it. What's going on?
That's a little surprise too, Joe. You mean, you know, the convention center's had twists and turns in the road, right? So we negotiated, the city and the county negotiated a detailed interlocal agreement over probably 2 months. And signed off, we got the negotiating parties both signed off. Our city council approved it. I signed it within a day or two, and it has not been approved by the county. And frankly, I won't say frustrated because I'm leaving soon. I won't be frustrated, but it should have been approved by the county by now, and I hope it will be soon. It's a good agreement. It's what we negotiated. It's important to move that project along.
Any numbers you're getting from the city high-speed internet broadband installation? I mean, that's been going on a few months, and I know slowly people starting to pick up?
It is. Hundreds have been signing on. I know that. It hasn't come to my neighborhood yet. I know I'm checking the website waiting, but the build-out has been extraordinary, and I also know people notice it around the city. I'm glad you asked about it because, you know, one of the things I think about as I'm leaving after 8 years is what are the things that change the trajectory of the city, that move it forward? And digital connectivity like this with high-speed fiber optic to every premise built as infrastructure is really a trajectory-changing kind of asset. So it's going to take another year or two to build it out completely, but it's happening all around us. The company is active, and I'm looking forward to seeing reports of that from where I'll be in the future.
Yeah. Just a quick update for those that are wondering about annexation and how that was left. It's pretty much just held up in the courts now. There's nothing happening at this current moment,
it's in
right?
It's in front of the courts, Joe. That's right. There are two cases.
Both.
One,
right.
The constitutional case is going to be basically a legal arguments. There's not even a trial, and that'll happen in February, at least the first phase of that. And then there is a trial for the west side, the 1A and 1B areas. And that should happen in April. It's been scheduled. They've asked me to put it on my calendar, even though I won't be mayor anymore. So we hope that'll get resolved soon.
All right. Well, I mean, I know we only have a short amount of time. I'm trying to get to everything here on your last show. But something I've been asking all the leaving mayors is, what have you learned about your hometown residents as being mayor during your 8 years?
Well, I mean, I've been a resident here for a long time. I was born in Bloomington, and one person described being mayor as being everyone's neighbor. You are like the neighbor to everyone in the community, which means you get to know what they care about, you get to know what they worry about, you get to know what they hope for. And one of the great things about this job is you get to try to help people accomplish their objectives, create more opportunity for people, create more success for people. And Bloomington is a high ambition community, we are not as diverse as we think we are sometimes, and we need to really work hard on being a more inclusive community. So I do think that's one dissonance, one difference between how we see ourselves, perhaps, and how others see us. But it's a great community. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be mayor anywhere else. The future is really bright, I think, for Bloomington. I think our trajectory is good, and I hope the momentum continues.
What are you going to miss the most about being mayor?
I suppose I will miss, I don't know yet. I haven't, you know, I'll find out what an ex-mayor feels like soon. But I expect it will be missing the opportunity to feel every day you're seeing tangible things happening, and you're moving a community forward. And I don't know what I'll be doing next, but I'm sure I'll miss that. And the colleagues. I mean, it's just been a great set of colleagues who work so hard, many of them staying, and the vast majority of people staying, and they just do such a great job. I will miss feeling the partnership with them.
So I remember State of the City a while back talking about the string of pearls, Switchyard Park all the way down to where we're sitting today at the Trades District. So can you, now here we are at the end of your term, did you meet your goals of your string of pearls?
Well, there were four, as you mentioned, and three of them I feel very confident we are on the right track, Switchyard being done, the Trades District being very active and moving forward, and Hopewell, the 24 acres of the hospital, designed, master planned, we're working with developers. Now that's a 10-year process probably. The fourth is the convention center, so I'm crossing my fingers and I'm hopeful that'll go forward. But I'm very excited about the Bloomington's momentum, not just in that string of pearls, but also, you know, 6,000 new units of housing have been built, and you see that all around. We need room for more people. That's one way to lower the cost. 1,400 units of affordable housing designated, a 20-fold increase in the speed of that. So I'm excited about that, and I think I feel very good of what we've accomplished. I didn't expect a pandemic. I didn't in my view, we would have the worst president we've ever had that challenged us. Climate change has been very significant. We've had some big challenges, but I think we've met them well.
You mentioned, of course, a lot, and I know there's a lot in 8 years, but can you pick out three or four of your proudest accomplishments?
Well, that is hard, Joe, because there's so many things, and I leave people and projects out. But look, I came in wanting to do affordable housing, and I think we've made great progress on that. The CDFI-friendly Bloomington's helped bring $25 million in, again, 1,400 units. I'm very proud of the digital infrastructure that I think will change this community for the better. And I'm really proud too of a lot of the basics. The financial infrastructure that we've built, the strong revenue, strong surplus, the physical infrastructure that we've invested in, the streets and the water system and the bus system, the climate responsibility. I'm very excited about Project 46 collaborating. So there's really a lot. But when I look back at what I came in wanting to do, digital infrastructure, affordable housing, strong economy, and transparency, all those things, I feel we've done the best we could, and I think the city is in way better shape on those.
I just heard you mention earlier about 6,000 new housing units.
Yeah.
Has the city reached its limits capacity for housing?
Absolutely not. No. We have Hopewell, we'll add 1,000 more, I think, and then down near Summit Elementary, there's another 150 acres to be developed. Look, not everybody agrees with this, but I believe Bloomington needs to continue to grow in population. We have a very high quality of life. We almost have a responsibility to help the next generation enjoy this community. That's why zoning matters. That's why annexation matters. This is a beautiful place to live. We need to welcome more people, more diversity, more inclusion. And we have room to do it. We have the water to do it. We have the great quality of life. And I'm excited to watch that happen, I hope. State government doesn't help because Indiana has made this environment more hostile for women in other ways too. So we're like this little blue engine that we got to keep doing what we do in the midst of sometimes difficult state environment.
What does 2024 see John Hamilton?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know for sure, except my wife, I expect, will continue to be working in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to spend quite a bit of time with her and relax a little bit. And I'm not looking for a next full-time gig, but I do expect I'll get involved in things I care about and try to advance the cause in different ways, but more in a supportive of her and in kind of some smaller piecemeal work, I think.
No political campaigns.
I'm done with that.
You're done running for office.
I believe so.
You think for now at least, huh?
Yeah. I've enjoyed it. I've liked it a lot. I love service, public service, but I think it's time for other people to pick it up, and I'll try to contribute any way I can.
So we're already down to our last minute, but I always like to leave that up to you. So what's the final word from Mayor John Hamilton?
Well, again, Joe, I appreciate the chance to talk with you. We've had a challenge to democracy over the last few years and cynicism, and America is getting pulled apart in some ways. We are not that different. We have different views about things, but that's what democracy does, and it's beautiful in a city to see us doing that. You're part of that with the media, helping get the word out, and that's so important to focus on reality. Focus on what's happening. Nothing's perfect. A lot of good-willed people are, nothing happens alone. A lot of good-willed people make it happen. And I hope people remember to lean into democracy. Our governments belong to us. They're really important in helping us achieve our objectives. And from local to state to national to even international government, let's keep making them work better and get involved to do so.
Well, now that we're no longer doing interviews, what we like to do with the last show is give our mayors
just a little gift, a little
token for those who are listening on the podcast. The mayor got, like the other mayors, a WFIU public radio cap that you can now.
That's nice. That looks good. And I listen to FIU all the time.
And that's our the TV show that you've been on many times, Indiana News Desk mug.
Oh, Joe, you're
and then
just, look at all the swag.
We'll just throw that in
this
on for
you. This is awesome. I didn't bring the city swag. I need, you got to come by my office to get the city swag.
No, it's fine.
It's really been a pleasure.
But thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.